SBS Radio.
I'm Bertrand Tungandami on NITV Radio, and my guest is Werger and Wemba Wemba woman Susie Anderson. And we're catching up to talk about her architectural media facade artwork, Digital Bricks, a piece that tells the story of the birthing tree in digital form. The Digital Bricks can be seen at the Sands Gallery, Melbourne. Now, Susie Anderson, it is said that this artwork allows the walls to talk for decades to come by sharing stories of scientific innovation, first people's knowledge, and art programs by way of a high-tech, highly integrated and curated art form.
I have to, first of all, do a disclaimer that I sort of view myself in this project as a producer rather than an artist. Sort of a collaborative digital media project that arose out of the desire to create an interactive entry point for visitors coming to Science Gallery. When they were designing the plans for the building, they wanted to kind of reimagine the kinds of screens that we typically starting to see more in buildings nowadays, because there's screens everywhere in our lives, in all the built environment around us. But rather than kind of having an advertising-y or billboard kind of entrance at the gallery, we wanted to use it as a storytelling opportunity. That's sort of how the media facade of the gallery came to be. When I joined the team, it was sort of in the stage where they needed to start thinking about telling stories on this crazy facade. And I dived into the history and research that had been done about the place and just sort of went from there.
Yeah, and the inaugural story, because this is something that will evolve, it might change with time. This is the whole notion of digital media. But the story that you're telling is based on the digital birthing tree.
Absolutely. When I started diving into the research about the site, it used to be the Royal Women's Hospital. It's right in the city centre of Melbourne, basically, on the University of Melbourne campus. Lots of people know that site as where the Women's Hospital used to be. So many people I know were born there or had cousins give birth there and stuff like that. It's a really well-known, well-connected kind of place. As we were coming up with the content story for the digital brick facade, we really wanted to profile that connection that women have in particular to that site, and also Aboriginal women. And one of the ways that we started thinking and conceiving of this content story was through the notion of a birthing tree, which, you know, for lots of us mob, we know what a birthing tree is. We know that our ancestors would have used those, the women folk would have used those to kind of give birth, to do other birthing practices or to take shelter in. And we certainly know that they're quite, trees in general are really significant, especially in southeastern Australia. So while we couldn't actually work out or we couldn't find anyone who knows for sure whether there was a birthing tree or any other significant trees specifically on that Women's Hospital site, there are some old red gum trees on the Parkville campus at UniMelb, and we sort of started speculating as to whether there might have been other significant trees before the Women's Hospital, before the university, and, you know, before contact happened in that Melbourne Parkville area.
Yeah.
So we wanted to use the content piece to do a bit of that speculation, to draw out those maternal themes and use images of nature in the content piece to try and tell that story.
One of the first things that really struck my mind is the story that will be told. And there's a question that just pops up instantly. The digital bricks, if these walls could talk, what story would they tell if they could talk?
That's a really great kind of provocation that we kept in our minds as we were trying to conceive of the stories to tell. And I think we all have a unique story to tell. We're all individuals. So if these walls could talk really refers to the way that we wanted to enable stories to be uncovered or untold stories to finally have a moment, and equally to kind of speculate about stories that might have been lost. Part of what we were doing with the digital birthing tree concept was, yeah, imagining if there was a birthing tree on that women's hospital site and kind of repurposing university kind of archival materials, feeding them through an AI to kind of recreate or create new imagery from those past materials to imagine like a future or a new iteration of trees, of landscape, of place.
It's a concept that blends science and culture and advancing knowledge and empowering participants to develop cultural and social agency. And this quite fulfills all those, brief. It also breaks some world records in terms of size and technology, this piece of art or architecture. I don't know how you even call it.
Yeah, so my colleague Niels Wouters calls it media architecture. And yeah, we're really proud that it has the biggest pixel ratio in the Southern Hemisphere. The combined pixel ratio of each individual screen is smashing that record for us, which is pretty cool. The technology sort of being so boundary pushing really pushed the content for me in a different direction. I've been making content and a digital storyteller for like over 5 years. I've never had this particular sort of medium to tell the stories on, so it really pushed me to think of, well, what will be the most effective story, or what kind of tone or feeling or experience do we want people to have of this content piece? So I think the technology really pushed this project for me, which is a new thing, and I think that it was a good experience.
One other thing, maybe for our listeners, I forgot to even mention this, is just a description of this display, because it's a blend of bricks and phone-sized displays with messages on it and interactive. Maybe you can give us a description of how it looks and feels.
Absolutely. And I think as we were creating this content, we didn't have the finished building. So for so long, we were relying on descriptions and pictures ourselves, and we could only kind of imagine what this content would look like on the physical, real thing. So for the benefit of people who can't come down to Melbourne and see it, it's at the entrance of Science Gallery Melbourne, which is a bricked entranceway with double glass doors in the middle. On either side of the glass doors, there are 226 glass screens kind of split up in randomly, so they don't look like a big billboard. Each glass brick has a screen at the back of it, so you're sort of looking through a bit of a void back to the screen itself, and that offers the content this really beautiful reflection and distortion. Screens, which in total, you know, as I said, the biggest pixel ratio in the Southern Hemisphere, which we're pretty stoked about.
Yeah, and it's one of the features that the Science Gallery is very, very proud of. It's one of the key features of this precinct.
Science Gallery is proud of that kind of interdisciplinary science, creativity, technology and art coming together to see what new conversations can happen, especially when research is involved, and using art to kind of connect people with it in a new way. So I think this project really embodies that, because it, you know, it began as sort of like a harebrained idea, as I were talking about how to bring Science Gallery to life. Then we got some of the engineering brains onto it from the uni, and then the computer brains and architectural kind of wizards, and then it sort of started to come to life. So I think it's really amazing how you can apply academia in a real way and make something like this happen.
The university is also very proud to say that this is not just art. The purpose of it is also to inspire young people to embrace STEM, science, technology, engineering and mathematics subjects.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think I forgot to mention something when I was talking about the bricks and the screens and what they do. eventually they will be touchscreen enabled. They'll be interactive. I think that's one of the key points about bringing that phrase, if these walls could talk, to life. And what we hope that young people will really latch on to as well is the fact that they can kind of come up to the entrance and touch a brick and then it does something. And we really want young people in particular, because Science Gallery is all about engaging the 15 to 25 year olds with the STEM pathways and using art to do that. I think that kind of intrigue that the bricks offers will hopefully be that point of engagement for that audience. The digital birthing tree is the inaugural content piece for the bricks. We wanted to make a piece that really integrated with the university's collections and, you know, did a lot of that First Nations storytelling and reimagined place and uncovered untold stories. But as we go forward with the bricks, we're creating stories that will match with the exhibition themes in Science Gallery. So when you come to the a show, our upcoming show is themed mental, around mental health. You'll be able to interact with a different visualization that reflects the exhibits inside. And we want to create this through line of engagement that starts from when you walk into the space and kind of comes with you on that journey. That's kind of the other key piece about this media architecture, is that it will change and there'll be something new to discover each time you visit.
Which answers the question, if these bricks could talk, well, they'll be telling stories. When will it be on display?
So we finally open our doors to the public on June 15th. We're so excited. The exhibition is looking amazing. We've already installed an incredible piece by Josh Muir, a First Nations artist from Victoria, all about mental health. And that sort of kicked off our installation, and we'll be ready for June 15 and to invite people in to experience this show.
Well, Susie Anderson, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us.
Absolute pleasure. No problem.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.